Today was such a long day, and I'm desperate to unwind. I'm usually a shower person, but tonight I decide I need a nice, long soak instead. Since I hardly ever take baths, I always forget that I can't stand the same level of heat as I would in a shower. When the tub's half full, I turn the tap all the way to cold, but when the bath's ready, it's still scalding hot. I climb in anyway. I'm too impatient to wait for it to cool down. Besides, the heat will be good for my sore muscles. My back aches, my shoulders ache, my head is pounding. I know I need to relax or I'll never get to sleep tonight, but even the hot water can only do so much. So I think of you. I can't count the number of times I've imagined your hands running over me. It doesn't matter that you've never touched me, that you probably never will. I know you'd be a good lover. I know you'd take care of me. I know you'd give me exactly what I need. I reach up to rub my neck. I imagine your lips there, kissing your way down from my ear. You spend a lot of time there, just where my neck meets my shoulder. It's my weak spot, and you shamelessly take advantage of it. Then your hands wander down to my breasts. The tops peek out of the water because this bathtub is so small and shallow that I can't fit all of me in at once. My nipples are wet and exposed to the air. They seem even colder by contrast because the rest of me is so warm. You cover them with your palms and give me a sly smile before kneading my flesh in your hands. I'd swat at you, but it seems like too much work. So I just laugh and tell you it's not my breasts that are sore, it's my back. You smirk at me and insist it's impossible to rub my back properly if you have to lean over me while I'm in the tub. Instead, you slide one hand down. No. Wait. This is moving too fast. I don't want it to be over so soon. Before my hand reaches my navel, I stop. I'm sure you'd be a great lover, but you've never been my lover. So you wouldn't know all of my buttons right away. Maybe I should make you a little hesitant, a little awkward. Excited, of course, and confident for the endgame, but not exactly sure of your opening gambit. Instead of making me melt by nuzzling my neck, maybe you should nibble my ear first. It isn't that I don't like it, but it's not going to make me shiver the same way. When you don't get the response you're after, then you can go exploring. You try kissing along my jaw, and I turn my face to yours, bringing our lips together. Your tongue darts out to meet mine, touching, tangling. I try to imagine how you taste, but everybody's so different, and I can only remember the lips I've already kissed. I have to push those memories aside before I get sidetracked. This fantasy's about you, not them. Your hands, though. I can imagine your hands. I sit up in the bath so you can knead the tense muscles of my shoulders as you kiss me. Your fingers are strong, capable, a little possessive. You press too hard, and I flinch and let out a squeak against your mouth. In between kisses, you whisper an apology. When you start again, your movements are gentler, and I wilt under your touch and slide back down into the water. Your hands move back to my breasts, caressing them in circles that get smaller and smaller until you finally rub your thumbs back and forth over my hard nipples. I want you to do this forever. My face is getting flushed, and I can't tell how much is from the heat of the water and how much is the sensations of your fingers against my skin. Since I don't fit into this ridiculously tiny bathtub properly, now my knees are up out of the water, pressed together. You part them with one hand, sliding it down my inner thigh. Usually I'm so ticklish I would snap my legs right back together and trap you before you could reach your goal. But tonight my body is loose and willing, and when your fingertips brush against my curls, I open wider to let you in. Your first touch against my clit is electric, a sharp little shock that sends echoes through every nerve in my body. I shudder, and immediately you ease off, running your fingers in circles around it instead. Did I say I wanted you to play with my nipples forever? I was so wrong. This is what I want you to never stop doing. Driving me higher and higher with your fingers. Your touch at once soothing and maddening. Your other hand is still at my breast, toying with my nipple almost idly, as if you'd forgotten you were still doing it while your focus was somewhere else. You suddenly pinch it hard and surprise me by slipping a finger inside my pussy at the same time. I arch my back, only to sputter and choke when I get a face full of bathwater. So much for the perfect fantasy, right? I try and imagine how you'd react to my clumsiness. I hope you just chuckle and ask me not to drown before it's your turn. Because you're sweet, with that wry sense of humor that makes everyone find you so incredibly charming. Well, some of the time anyway, when I need you to be sweet. Those darker fantasies, when you growl in my ear and tell me what a bad girl I am? I have those too. But not in the tub. I really would drown. Damn. Where was I? Right. Playing with my nipple, finger in my pussy. You stroke me slowly, in and out. And in and out. Feels so good. Before long, it's two fingers inside me, and you're moving faster. My breathing gets ragged, and you slip a third finger into me. I can't keep quiet anymore. Yes, just like that. Fuck me with your fingers, please. Harder. Please. I want to come all over your hand. I want to squeeze your fingers tight inside me. Please make me come. I need to come. No, don't stop. Please, just a little more. I'm so close. Please. Just. Oh, yes. Just like that. Please don't stop. Please. Oh. Climb out of the bath. The water's cold. My legs are shaky as I dry off. And in the mirror, I can see my face and neck are flushed as bright as a sunburn. I smile at my reflection and blow myself a kiss. But I'm really aiming it at you.